Thanks, everyone, for downloading this highlight clip from today's show. Sex with Emily has changed. To get the full episode from today, go to sexwithemily.com, become a Friends with Benefits member, and you can download the entire episode. Thanks for listening. Hey, Emily, just found the show, and I love it. I've been listening to many of the podcasts in the archive. Great to hear more open, honest discussion about sex. Mm-hmm. In an old episode, you complained about men and the jackrabbit, which you described as the man just pounding fast and hard. She just said fart. Mm-hmm. Fast and hard. In previous episodes, you talked about how you enjoyed men being rough and taking you, pushing your legs apart and thrusting in savagely. I'm a bit confused. Can you explain what you see as the difference between jackrabbit and taking? By the way, it isn't just women who love teasing. I fantasize about my wife taking control and teasing me sometimes. Keep up the great work. Ted in Salt Lake City.
Oh, Salt Lake City.
Great email, Ted. Okay.
I have an internet love in Salt Lake City.
You do? An internet girlfriend?
Internet girlfriend. I do. I mean, no, we're not. We never say we're
boyfriend. You've never had intercourse.
Never had intercourse and never say that we're boyfriend and girlfriend. But
you have like a long, you talk on the phone and stuff?
I talk to this girl on the phone that I've never met because we're always in, remember, I've shared this story before. We're like, I'll be in her city. She will not be there. She'll be in, like, in San Francisco.
How'd you meet her initially? Can I finish?
Through social networks and stuff. No, we just had common interests.
Got it. Okay. So, first of all, he wants to know the difference between jackrabbit sex and a man just taking you, which is hot. Okay. So, jackrabbit sex is when a man is on top of you and he is just going like this. Like, he's on top of you and he's going. And he's just jackrabbiting. So, he's just, like, doing that. It's missionary position and he's just, like, going, and not varying, not moving his hips around, not doing anything, just jackrabbiting in and out. Okay? That's jackrabbiting.
And if you guys want to know the actual visual of it, you can go back to the video podcast.
I was
if you're
just
not watching right
it.
Now.
I was
with her hands, she was showing
hands.
How the penetration goes.
Exactly. It goes, okay.
And that's how your bed sounds, dude.
That's how my bed sounds. It's yes. Okay. So my bed is broken. So, okay. And taking, women want to be oftentimes just like taken by a man, pull our legs apart, and have sex with us, but not in a jackrabbit manner. So that's what the difference is, that women want to be ravaged and savaged and taken and have you throw us against the wall softly, not so we have a concussion. Throw us against the wall and just take us. And if you take us, it doesn't mean that you have to be doing jackrabbit sex. We could be having sex all different ways, but there's just something hot about being overtaken by a man. Today's show is actually about fantasies. It's part two. Yesterday was fantasies part one, and we're going to get into some of women's fantasies, and that is one of women's top fantasies. To be taken. So that's what it is. And by the way, he loves teasing. I just want to talk about that. Menace, there is a man that loves teasing.
He's less of a man. And I want to pull his band card right now.
No, men like teasing. I don't think you know what it is.
I do.
I'm not sure that you do. Okay.
Teasing. I am looking it up on the interweb and it is giving me the definition of teasing.
Okay, look it up.
And it
says, are you really?
Not actually sucking my weenus. It's pretending to suck my weenus or teasing. Pretending you are about to suck my weenus, but
right. You
are not.
Right. It's hot. Okay, let's move into some sex.
I was pretending
tip.
I was typing on the computer while doing that.
I understand.
It was kind of funny.
It was funny.
Think.
Yeah, kind of. But I was focused. So let's get into our sex tips. This is our.
All right.
Yesterday, we got to do a recap. We were talking about fantasies. We were going through the top 10 fantasies for men and for women. We got through 5 of them because yesterday was such an action-packed, awesome mm-hmm. show, which everyone should go listen to if you missed it. But a sexual fantasy, also called an erotic fantasy, is a fantasy or pattern of thoughts with the effect of creating or enhancing sexual feelings. This is just a definition of it. Almost any mental imagery that is sexually arousing or erotic to you is a fantasy. And doesn't just because you have a fantasy does not mean that you have to act on the fantasy. It just means that it's something that you keep in your mind. That's totally fine. But we're talking about some of the top fantasies. So yesterday we did 10 through 5, and now we're going to do 5 to 1, the top fantasies for men and women. And then we're going to give you tips on how to share fantasies with your partner and how to actually get your partner to maybe participate in one of your fantasies. You know that? You know about that, Menace? Okay, number 5. This is we got to her fantasy. Number 5, her fantasy was woman on woman. She wants to be with another woman.
Yeah.
Shock. His fantasy, number 5, is, which we didn't get to, is sexy outfits. Nurses' costumes, schoolgirl outfits, leather corsets, and smart business suits. While men aren't usually quite as interested in high fashion as women are, the right set of clothes will turn many guys on. You like the socks.
Yeah, I do like the socks.
That's what you like.
I'm a big fan
socks.
Of the high socks.
But
with
you
the,
don't like
the
anything
stripes.
Else.
No, I just like the high socks.
Uh-huh,
I think that's
socks.
Hot.
It is hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like over the knee.
Not over the knee. No.
Oh, no, but they're below the knee with
Right. With the ring, the color ring. That's hot.
But below, above the knee is kind of hot, too. No?
No. Anything above the knee, like there's women out there that wear the boots.
Above the knee. Above the knee.
Not hot. You are not going fly fishing in a river somewhere. You know? That is not hot, ladies.
Do you know I have a pair of over-the-knee boots that I never wear, and I think
I'm like
going to get
rid of? And I don't like the high-waisted pants either.
Yeah, I know.
It gives you a fupa. Do you know what a fupa is?
No.
Google it, everybody. Fupa.
How do you spell it?
I don't know how to spell it, but it's fupa.
Okay, so number four, fantasy.
There's another thing for you to Google.
Fupa. What is it? Is it something to do? Is it like a camel toe, but
It's the definition is dirty, so you know I like to keep.
We like to keep
it
clean here on Sex
Clean
Family.
As I can.
We are so clean.
So it's a little assignment. Maybe you can post it up on sexwithemily.com. Mentions fupa, definition of fupa.
Fupa.
And then you put it on the website. I hope you take notes of everything.
We do take notes of everything.
Mention
everything. Okay, her fantasy is pay to play. This is number four. One common fantasy is being a stripper. Some women take this one step further and imagine being prostitutes. The thought of performing a lap dance for a customer and having him hand her a $100 bill and request her to perform a lap dance minus his pants is a turn-on.
What? A woman getting turned on by money?
In a prostitute fantasy, many want the gentleman to pick them up in his expensive car and drive them to some dingy back alley.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I've done that. Okay. This is what I've done. I've not done the dingy back alley. But I've had a guy who was like, you know, years ago that I dated, he was like, you're my little, you know, whore or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, gave me money, but I didn't really keep the money. But it was like a little role play thing, and it was kind of hot. I was like, you sure can't keep the money, though, because we did just have sex?
I want it.
It's kind of hot. Number four for him, his fantasy is a change of scenery. Whether it's a tropical beach at night, the hood of a car, a sunny park in spring, or in the kitchen, or kitchen sex in specific places is one of the most exciting fantasies for many men. They just want to change the scenery. They want to mix it up. Yeah. What do you think about that? Any fantasies that you want to mix? You've been dying of sex in the hood of your car? Yeah.
I mean, there's no locations that pop up, but, you know, I think a guy is pretty much happy having sex anywhere. I think having sex somewhere else, like maybe a rooftop, would be an added bonus.
Right. Totally. Okay, her fantasy, number three, is two at a time. Most men enjoy being spoiled by two women who fawn over them simultaneously. Some want a more gentle erotic scene, while the rare few want a porno-like sex. One example is having one penetrate her while the other licks her clitoris. She wants to be with two people at a time, threesome. A lot of these are similar, I guess. Threesomes, twosomes, people watching you. We talk about a lot about watching. His fantasy, number three. It's often said that men are visual creatures, and this fantasy definitely confirms that. Watching a woman masturbate or watching a couple have sex, their favorite fantasies among large groups of men. Which I don't think that you like watching a woman masturbate, nor would you want to watch a couple having sex. Would you? Or would you want to watch a couple having sex?
If it was for the show, yeah, but not like personal.
If it was for Sex with Emily and I took you to see a couple, then why have you do that?
You're like, so we could talk about it, but it's not a fantasy.
Do you want to go to a porn set?
I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
I think it'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
I mean, we have one of the biggest porn websites in the world here in San Francisco,
exactly.
And they own like a half a block.
We're going to go to there. We're going to go next week to that place. Okay. If you want to come. Her fantasy number two, strap-ons. One of the most popular fantasies women have for being a man for one night, literally. They'd like to act and dress up like a man, and we're talking all the way down to a strap-on penis. There's something about having a man in a vulnerable position that's an incredible turn-on. The idea of knowing that they're in the position that is usually assumed by men is probably the most aphrodisiacal element of all. It's a hard word to say.
Yeah, aphrodisiacs.
Aphrodisiacal. But is it an aphrodisiac for women? Like my friend who's on the show who has a strap on and just to like be a man and like have a penis and be like, oh, I got a penis right now.
Yeah, you mentioned that you were around a lot of strap ons in the past week.
Yes.
Did you try on the strap on?
No, I've never tried on a strap on. I've never, to be honest, never had that fantasy to do that to a man. I've never wanted. Do you know the
I'm not saying you don't have to do it to a man. You can do it to a woman, which I would fully support. But I'm just saying, have you ever even put it on?
You doing that to a woman?
Yeah, that would be cool.
That'd be hot, right?
That'd be good for the show.
That'd be good for the show. That'd be good material. Watch our videos. Our videos, we're starting slow with porn. Next, we're going to be me in the porn.
Yeah. Having sex with a woman. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to make out with her because, you know, whatever.
Just
yeah.
Penetrate her with
your strap on.
I do not own a strap-on. It's actually, of all the sex toys I have, I don't have a strap-on, which I probably should get to complete my collection.
Yeah.
On the list. Okay, his fantasy number two. We're getting down there. Giving up control. In a society where men are often expected to take initiative, it shouldn't come as a shock that men fantasize about doing the exact opposite and completely giving up control to a woman. Fantasies involving this range from simply being lazy in bed to being tied up and ravished by a woman. Which I think is very true. That's why a lot of men see dominatrix. It's usually the most powerful, successful men in society that want to be taken by a woman because they're so used to being in control. They're so used to being the dominating one in every aspect mm-hmm. of their life that they're kind of like, sexually, I'd love a woman just to take over. Don't you ever feel that way sometimes? Like, there's a lot of pressure as a dude to be in charge of sex a lot. And then wouldn't you just like a woman to be like,
I got this. I would welcome that every time.
Right. But it doesn't happen enough, right?
No.
Okay, number one fantasy for a woman is the rape fantasy.
No way.
Yeah, most women want to play the innocent, naive, unknowing little girl who gets to take advantage by the devious predator-like man, forcibly pushing her against the wall and pinning her arms above her head with one hand while his other hand makes his hand under his skirt. Keep in mind these are fantasies, and the reason fantasies are cherished is because the majority of them will never be realized. So this is one of those fantasies, no, women don't really want to be raped. She does not, but there's something about, it's just like what we've talked about with all these fantasies, something about being taken and being ravaged is just a common fantasy for women. So that's what it is. And number, his fantasy number one, I bet you guess what it is.
Two chicks at one time.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Yeah. The threesome. It's cliche, but true. The most popular fantasy among men having sex with multiple women. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this Sex with Emily highlight clip from today's episode. To get the full episode, go to sexwithemily.com and become a Friends with Benefits member today. There's so much happening at the new sexwithemily.com. We've got daily shows with live streaming video. We've got polls. We've got blogs. We've got giveaways. There's so much happening at the site, and we just hope you all join us and support the show. So go to sexwithemily.com right now, and you can listen to this entire episode. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show.